I feel wretched, soiled, and grimy. And that cool water looks inviting, even though I'm a little nervous about what creatures might wriggle beneath the waters. Are there leeches in there? Eels? Snakes? I ask. What about other creatures? Is it slimy?
It's safe. Now be quiet and clean yourself.
I will bathe, but not in front of you.
Why not?
Because I've never had to explain this before. I don't want you to see my body and desire me. He snorts.
I can see you right now. There is nothing desirable about you.
You haven't seen all of me.
And seeing you unclothed would make a difference,
he says dryly.
You think a few bits of pasty human flesh would send me into a mating frenzy?
Well, when you put it like that, I suppose not. But for human males, the sight or even the hint of such things is usually enough to spur sexual desire.
Dragons do not experience such feelings, except every 25 years,
he replies. Surprise shocks me out of my discomfort. You don't have sex at any other time?
No.
What about with spouses or partners?
Most of us choose a mate with whom to raise hatchlings and share a life. Choosing one's partner is about mental synergy and character compatibility, not the passion of mating.
Sounds like a very cerebral process. What about love? Do dragons fall in love? He glances away.
Some do.